Hey, beloved. Welcome back to another episode of Christian Singles Today. You're here with your Christian relationship coach, Reverend Simone Lee, aka Simone the Beloved. Today, let's get real and talk about a taboo subject. I've felt impressed on my heart for several weeks now to dive into this taboo subject with you guys today, and that is sexuality as a Christian single. At first glance, it may feel like an oxymoron to talk about sexuality as a Christian single, but that's precisely the issue here, isn't it? Just because you're Christian and you're single does not make you less human, therefore lacking in sexuality. Just like any other human on earth, we are a complete human being with all different parts of ourselves, and that includes sexuality. But unfortunately, this is often an overlooked topic that does not get discussed at all, as if somehow if you're Christian and you're single, then therefore there should be no sexuality, and for the sake of purity, we deny ourselves of this intricate part of our humanity. Before we dive into that, just want to encourage you guys to make yourself comfortable and grab your beverage of choice, grab your iPad or journal so that you can take some notes and prayer points that you may want to continue to journal and pray about throughout your week with God. And in case you haven't already, I want to encourage you to subscribe or follow this channel so that you'll be notified when a new episode is released every Tuesday morning. Now, before further ado, let's get started. First of all, let's talk about what is the definition of sexuality. Sexuality can include anything from your sexual feelings, your thoughts, your attraction, and your behavior towards other people, but also towards yourself. How you understand your bodies, how you understand the way you relate with other people, relate with this world, relate with yourself, relate to God. These are all aspects about who you are. It includes your values, your belief system, your physical body, your emotional self, your spiritual self, your desires, your unspoken desires, your hidden desires, your forbidden desires, the way you've been taught to relate with one another. Also, obviously, sexuality includes your gender and kinds of people that you're attracted to, the thoughts you have towards these kinds of attractions and these feelings and emotions and all that good stuff. And most obviously, sexuality is a part of your biology. It's a part of your psyche. It's a part of your emotional self, your social self, your erotic self, and your spiritual self. Sexuality is an integral part of your being. And when we deny acknowledging any parts of ourselves, that can create a problem. I've mentioned several times in this podcast that the vision behind having these conversations is that a lot of times there are conversations in the Christian body that makes it taboo to talk about. And just because it's taboo doesn't mean that these are not essential conversations that need to be acknowledged. And to be completely honest, although this is a topic that God's been pressing on my heart for several weeks, if not, you know, like almost like a few months now, to be talking about on this podcast, I have also been hesitant to bring it up because it's such a taboo topic. Right? Like, it's almost as if we are to start opening this can of worms of talking about sexuality, then what I'm saying is that I'm affirming that it's okay to explore sexual activity. But that's two different things here. The conversation we're having today is to affirm that sexuality is an intricate part of any human being. Regardless of whether you're single or not, regardless of whether you're Christian or not, regardless of whether you've previously been sexually active or not, this does not take away from your humanity that you are created to be a sexual being, just as you were created to be an emotional being, that you were created to have a body. All these are parts of your design when God thought of humanity. And sexuality is one of the ways that we are to relate to this world, to relate to one another, to relate with ourselves, with God, with our families. The reason why sexuality has become a perverted subject is because there has been a perverted understanding of what sexuality is. When God created humanity, He created a man and woman, and He called them to be fruitful and to multiply. So that was a God-given thing. That was a very holy act. This behavior, this action, has now since become perverted, as in it's become an action of self-perversion, self-gratification, perversion of a relationship with other people, perversion of the way we see other people. And that's when it becomes an unholy act. So likewise, sexuality, the way we think about ourselves as that sexual being, began as a holy matter, began as part of God's design for us. But when we get influenced by the way this world sees sexuality, then it affects the way we see ourselves. And often that's where the hiccup is. That's why it becomes a taboo to acknowledge that Christians can be a sexual being, to acknowledge that sexuality is an intricate part of everyday life. And I think the reason why God really wanted us to have space to talk about this is because oftentimes the more we suppress a topic, the more we're not allowed to express ourselves, not allowed to acknowledge this part of ourselves, then what happens is that this part of ourselves gets quite locked up in a room almost, where the light of God, the salvation of God, the power of the cross does not get to come shine in. So what happens is that sexuality, that part of ourselves, never gets to be redeemed by God. And that repressed part of us continues to be confused by perversion, continues to not understand, how do I fit into my whole self as a Christian person, especially as a Christian single?
You know, sexuality really is a God-given thing. There's a reason why marriage is an institution that was mentioned in the beginning of the Bible in Genesis and at the end of time in Revelation, and that Jesus would use the analogy of marriage to signify the relationship between himself and the body of Christ, his people. Because it is in the intimacy that is involved in sexuality that we can get a glimpse of what it means to actually be intertwined with Jesus, as he says, you know, I am in you and you are in me, as I am in the Father and the Father is in me. There is no more intimate language than language like that. But what has happened with sexuality is because it's got perverted and distorted by this world and our understanding of it. And it's been used in such a way that dilutes, perverts, cheapens the intensity of the intimacy that was originally intended for this action. That is why that we cannot understand that this can be something that is holy and ordained and is commissioned by God himself. That sexuality was something that when God thought of it in the beginning of time, it was meant to be good. It was meant for us to experience so that we could understand how the Trinity itself, God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, are intertwined with one another. And likewise, is calling for us to be intertwined with him, to be in deeper knowledge of him, of ourselves, and the way that we can relate to one another. So I think the reason why we're called to have this conversation about sexuality is because there needs to be a safe place, almost like a revolution, where we can talk about holy sexuality, the holiness of it, and the humanness of it. And only as we can explore this topic together, we can rediscover it for the way that God had intended for it to be, a gift for humanity. And if we don't want to go that big, we can just think about, ponder and pray about, like, you know, God, how is my sexuality meant to have been a gift for me and my understanding of who I am, who you created me to be in relation to you, to myself, to others in this world? So instead of seeing it as a taboo thing, something that will bring upon guilt and shame for having, Lord, show me what it means to embrace the holy aspects of it to a deeper degree, who I'm actually created to be. Not just a part of me, but the completeness of me. We're not segregating parts of me anymore, as if you didn't create those parts of me, but that we're embracing that even the sexual parts of ourselves was part of God's original design for us. And only as we embrace these parts of ourselves, the parts of ourselves that may have caused us shame and guilt and condemnation in the past, then can we actually bring these parts of ourselves to God and be in relationship with God and allow him to purify it, to sanctify it. That just like other parts of ourselves, right? Like there was pride, there was greed, there was anger. But all those things are part of our humanity. All of our emotions were part of our humanity. All of our desires were part of our humanity. But as we bring them to God and surrendering all these to Him, not surrendering as in giving it to Him and He's going to rob us of the joy of it, but that He refines it and He tells us what was His initial desire for all these things when He gave us these emotions, these desires, these wants, and likewise of sexuality. When we bring it to Him, then He can refine it and show us what did it originally look like when He gave it to us. And how does He want to help us explore it in a way that glorifies Him, that will help our relationship with Him, with ourselves, and with the way we interact with one another and this world. So beloved, I know today's conversation may feel a little bit out there for you, especially if you're in a circle where you've just been told all your life, sexuality is bad, sex is bad. And even I've heard of some churches where they were told, like, you know, even in a marriage, you know, like sex is only for making babies. And once you've had like, you know, two or three babies, then you should abstain from sex. I'm not going to comment on these teachings, but I would invite you to have these conversations with God and ask Him to show you in the Bible, how does He talk about sexuality? How does He talk about marriage? How does He talk about how we are to relate with one another to the way that the Trinity relates to one another, and how He invites us to likewise be in that kind of intimacy? And how does that mirror to the act of sex? Let's start having that conversation with God. Let's be honest with God. Let's be honest with ourselves and with trusted circles of Christian people. Let's have these honest conversations and explore and ask the Holy Spirit to refine our hearts and refine our understanding, our desires, so that it may reflect back to the desires that He had planted in humanity. He had planted in you and I when He thought of you in the beginning of time, when He thought of you in relations with Him, with yourself, and with this world. Anyways, thank you so much for staying tuned today. I know today's conversation might be a little bit hard for some people. It definitely was hard for me to even come out here and have this conversation. Because for myself, I've also worked in a lot of churches where the youth pastor would bring in a group of outside pastors to come in and tell the girls, you know, essentially how sex is bad. And then there'll be a few girls in the corner crying, because then what essentially was told them was that it's too late for them, that they've done something so irredeemable that even the cross cannot save. And that's always tore my heart, because I don't think that was the message that was intended. So what is the message? And I don't think I have an answer, because I don't want to make it sound like I got it figured out. And that was the thing, right? Like when God asked me to have this conversation with you guys like a few weeks ago, kind of like, you know, I started a conversation with Him and was trying to get an answer and want to be more definitive in what I was going to share. And I think I finally had to surrender to the realization that I don't have an answer, and maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. Because I've been saying all along, this podcast isn't me coming on here telling you something, but it's an invitation to have a conversation with one another and with God about something. And it would beat the purpose of that if I came here telling you what my answers were, right? I pray that this has healthily provoked for you a curiosity to have this conversation with God, so that He can reveal to you Himself what His desires are for you, and to know most of all that we don't need to hide in front of Him. Any parts of ourselves that we've been hiding or repressing or even neglecting or denying ourselves, God knows, God sees. He's been there all along, and all along He's been reaching out His hand and saying, will you let me in? So I think my prayer for us today is just that we'll be willing to be honest and have these conversations and let Him in. And in His light, that we can truly see ourselves for the way we are. We can truly accept ourselves. And only then, in that grace, His mercy can refine us to become more like Him. So the parts of ourselves that we don't like, that are not of His likeness, we don't need to be the one to rip it away and to deny it. Like, in His holiness, He will shine through and He will be the one to filter it out. There's no condemnation, but that in conviction is always just an invitation for us to come closer to Him, to let Him mold us, to become more and more that person we were created to be in Christ's image. So I just wanted to bless you with that today. And in case no one's told you this week,
Just wanted to remind you that you are deeply loved, you are accepted just as you are, and you belong to Jesus Christ and to his family. I look forward to hearing from you. Remember to get connected on social media. Look for me under Simone the Beloved on social media and YouTube. And I would love to hear from you. And let's talk again next Tuesday. Have a great and wonderful week.